in Tav Chav Gimel, and that's what we're going to be doing today. On Rosh Chodesh, the halacha is Omer Kaddish Tiskabel. After you finish Chazaras Hashatz of Shachris and Hallel, you say a Kaddish Tiskabel, and this is true of any day that there's Musaf. Umotzian Sefer Torah V'korim Bo Dalid. Take out a Sefer Torah, and there are four aliyas. In Poksimahem, you cannot have fewer than four. Vein Mosif and Aleim, and Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to add. Vein Maftir and Benavi, there is no Haftorah. Siv Beis, V'kore HaKoin Gimel Psukim. Now, the Gemara already brings up the problem that on Rosh Chodesh, there are four aliyas, and the Kriya doesn't really accommodate four aliyas. The problem is that what are we left with? We have three parshias that we lay. The first one is the parsha of the Tamid, which has eight psukim. The second one is the parsha of Shabbos, which is two psukim. And the last one is the parsha of Rosh Echad Sheichem, which has five psukim. So the question is, what do you do? What exactly, how do you divide it? So the Machaber Paskins, like the way Rav Rishonim have it in the stum of the Gemara Lamaskana, V'korei HaKohen Gimel Psukim, Shem V'idaber Tzav V'amarta, the first all of the Kohen gets three Psukim, V'levi Choze V'korei V'amarta, the Levi starts in V'amarta, V'korei HaSakeves Echad V'asiris Eifa, see lanes three Psukim then also, two new ones and one old one, V'Yisrael Kora Olas Tomid Aduv Rosh Echad Sheichem, U'revi Korei Rosh Echad Sheichem Ad HaSof. That's the way the Mechaber Paskins. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings that there are two other dayas. The Pach and the Prichodosh say that you should end Shlishi all the way till the Yom HaShabbos, and Revi should lain the Yom HaShabbos until the end. The Prima Godim ends up saying that our Minag is better, though. Then comes the Groh. And the Groh says that instead of saying Vamarta twice, let the Kohen and Levi each lane three whole psukim, and the Shlishi, meaning the Kohen should lane three, the Levi can go till the end of the parsha, and then the Shlishi goes back, and the Shlishi lanes three psukim and the Yom HaShabbos. The Rajbin, the Ramban, already asked why we don't do that. Their maskani is that since the Gaonim didn't do like that, even though we don't understand that we shouldn't do it. Nevertheless, the Groh paskins that way. All over the world, the minig is like the Shulchan Aruch, except in Yerushalayim, the Talmidei HaGroh brought over the minig of the Groh, keneged what the Ramban and the Rajba say, and keneged the Shulchan Aruch. Siv Gimel Om HaKadosh V'Asher V'Letzion. Vein Omim Yancha, Yancha Shem B'Yom Tzora, we don't say. Umachzir Sefer Torah L'Mkomo, and the Machaber, the Nusach Svard is that they return the Sefer Torah only after Asher V'Letzion. Va'omdim lispal tfilas musaf, and then there's a chotzi kaddish in musaf. Umatzer shatz atfila, va'omer keser, and then the shatz does chazaras shatz musaf, and they start off the kedusha with keser according to the Mechaber. Shemegila malo kalaretz kavodo omer lumasam kmo b'kedusha shachris. We switch in the middle of keser into a regular kedusha of the weekday. V'yacha shesim chazaras atfila makaddish va'omer mizmar baruchi nafshi es Hashem. That, according to the Machaber, is said l'kavod Rosh Chodesh. Now, according to the Ramah, first of all, so yes, we have the Chotzi Kaddish after the Kriya, the Sefer Torah is put back, then you have Asher Yovalitzian, and then there's a Chotzi Kaddish and Tfilis Musif, and the Kedush is the regular Nekadesh. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down a couple of words that there are different minhagim on. Zikaron lekulam hayu, yiyu, or yiyeh. And the Mishnah Berurah says, not to be mishanef from whatever your minig is. On a Shana Muberes, we say olachaporis pasha, but we stop after, the meaning we stop for a Shchodesh Nisan. What happens if somebody davened a regular Shmona Esrei of 18 brachas, of 19 brachas, instead of davening Musaf, he was not Yotza unless he made reference to the fact that there were karbonis brought for Rosh Chodesh. Why do we say Baruch Hinafshi? And that is because of the pasuk Yoreach Oso Lamo'adim. Siv Dalid, Noagim Lachlus Tfilin Kesherosim L'Spal Musaf. We take off our tefillin from Musaf. Why? Because the Schira there is Me'ein and Os. The Prima Godim says that you're supposed to take off your tefillin before the Yiratzon in Uvala Tzion. Some say Dafka, unwind the Ritzuis. And that's a good thing to do. In Cholamoid, one removes tefillin if he's wearing them before Halal altogether. Halal is not said in tefillin on Cholamoid, whereas on Rosh Chodesh it is.